Anyways, let's gear back to the conversation about the podcast.
Welcome back to the Big Butt Boys.
That's not what we're called. That's not what we're called. Try again. Come up with another B alliteration that you can do.
Welcome back to the Ballsack Hang Club. Can you tell by my walk? Can you hear it in my talk? I'm barely cool. I'm barely cool. Can't you see in my eyes? It should come as no surprise. I'm barely cool.
We should change the name to that.
Ballsack Hang Club.
I don't even know what it means. Ours have dropped everywhere. Let me just... Not very dropped right now.
Ballsack Hang Club. Welcome back to the Ballsack Hang Club. We keep them swinging, you keep...
Head hanging. What did you say to me in the voicemail the other day? Keep hanging it loose and wet.
Yeah.
So Judah signed off a voicemail the other day.
Keep it hanging loose.
Keep it hanging loose and wet.
What's even funnier is I'm pretty sure as I said it, I like stumbled, so I said loosed.
Keep it hanging loose and wet.
Yeah.
That was great.
I love doing that voicemail.
That was a funny voicemail.
It kept me entertained on the drive.
I was going to play it. I have it saved.
Did you save it?
It's saved for 10 days, but my phone's recording.
You can send it to me. I think so.
I think you got a voicemail. You can like share a voicemail.
I think you can airdrop it.
Really?
Yeah. Or
that's crazy.
I remember I did it once because I wanted to save a voicemail.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. It's saved for 10 days, and that was 2 days ago. One day ago.
I'll throw it up. I'll throw it up in the episode.
We'll do that.
You know, I was thinking, and I was like, I can't answer any texts. I mean, I want to so bad. I want to just pick up my phone, keep my phone like an inch away from my face, sometimes closer, just careening down the highway going, I don't know, what am I at, like 143? So, you know, I saw you text it. I granted myself a little peek at the LED screen, the OLED screen, and, you know, I didn't get a chance to read your text, and so I thought, well, I can call, and maybe that'll be enough to satiate the urge I have for my little rectangular person that holds me in. Oh, I'm just kidding. I cannot use my phone anytime I want, especially when I'm driving. Which is what I'm doing right now, going up, drop down about 141 on the highway, the 404 highway. And, you know, I just thought, well, you know, since I, as the Scottish say, since I kind of read the text, I thought I'd give it. So, it looks like you just... It just takes me to die. Alrighty, well, when I get to my destination, as the kids say, maybe once again, I will grant myself a little look at the old cell wall, the old mitochondria and the powerhouse of the cell. Gosh. Alright, well... Keep hanging it loose and wet.
All right.
See you later.
To erase this message, press 7. To reply to this 8 days.
And then people can hear it. I had so much fun recording that.
Which one?
The voicemail.
Oh. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, you were funny. You were funny.
When I did my intentionally bad Scottish accent.
Yeah, that was funny. Did you say I can't... When the Scottish say, I cannot read.
Can he read?
Yeah, well, that sent me for a loop. That was good. Anyways.
We're back.
Thanks. We're back. This is a Barely Cool Podcast.
The Barely Cool Podcast.
Not the hanging... Swanging?
Hmm?
Hanging ball sack? Ball sack hang club.
It's so funny. It's so
good. We should just change our name for like a week to the Ballsack Hang Club.
Do shirts. I'm a proud member of the Ballsack Hang Club.
Property of Ballsack Hang Club. Yeah. The back of the t-shirt. Anyways, yeah, we're talking a little quiet. We're going to do another one like this where it's kind of ASMR-y. Where's my tea? Oh, I never brought it over.
Idiot. Stupid.
Oh, let me finish what I was saying. We're going to do another sort of it's not ASMR, but it's very, it's going to be very relaxed.
Calming.
Because Anissa, soothing. Or not Anissa, Judah's wife, Maddie. I forgot, okay, we recorded in my house like the last 4 weeks. Judah's wife, Maddie, is like 4 feet away, sleeping. Well, sleeping and talking in her sleep quite a bit.
Not asleep.
Oh, she's not asleep.
She was earlier, I bet.
Okay.
Oh, I'll be back.
Oh, she needs you? Okay. Okay, guys. Judah's going to go. He's emerged past the So yeah, we're just going to keep talking through the podcast. So, how are you guys doing today? What happened to me this week? I'm not used to running this by myself. I wasn't expecting Judah to walk out like that. It's okay. Alrighty. Go ahead, run by. You live here? You do live here. Can you? If you can, if it's not too much of a bother while you're over there. Sorry guys, this is kind of all kind of taped together. But that's what we're always taped together. Thank you for doing that. I'm not even sure they would have heard your really aggressive, he made a really loud kind of pooping noise. Anyways, I feel like there was something I was going to, oh, you know what? We'll talk about it when Judah gets back too, but how about those New York Times games lately, huh? They have been crushing those games. I love them. I love them. I've really been up on connections. We do. We say a little sick.
No, she's got some leg pain.
Oh, that's not fun.
Yeah, so I got her an aspirin.
Oh, nice. A little dilator, vasodilator. That'll help.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Did I hear you're talking about New York Times?
Yeah, I wanted to wait for you a little bit. I've been up on these New York Times games, dude. Me and Anissa, it's like a ritual now. We do connections,
of course,
obviously.
Of course.
And then we just started doing that new one. Have you played it? It's like Strands?
Yeah, it's flipping impossible.
Oh, really?
I'm stupid.
Oh, I find it incredibly easy.
I did it yesterday. It took me like 30 minutes.
What? It took us like 2 minutes this morning.
I didn't do
it today.
It's
pretty easy today.
Yesterday was the word stuff.
Yeah.
My brain.
I don't think I did it yesterday.
Okay, so I'll tell you this. My brain can't fathom seeing these letters together.
Right.
Like I was.
But if you just find little words, then you can get a hint.
Well, that's what I have to do. Yesterday it was called. I don't remember what the theme was, but it was all punctuation.
Mm.
So I found hyphen. I'm like, that's pretty sick.
Nice.
Looking for period, not seeing it. Looking for
comma. I saw a TikTok of it yesterday. I remembered. Yeah, I didn't do it myself.
I found comma.
Nice.
Took me a bit. And then I'm looking in the top right corner and I'm like, colon's gotta be here. And I can't parse out how to get it. I just see an N and I see O's and I see a C and an L and I'm just like, how do I? It's tricking me. It's fooling me. And then I see an A and a P and then another P.
O, so you go apostrophe.
S, and I'm like, apostrophe. The whole time, my dumb, stupid brain is thinking apostrophe is double P. Like APPOS.
Is it not double P?
No.
Oh, I thought I would have thought
that's
it was
what I'm
double
saying.
P too.
So I get to apost and I'm like, They're tricking me. Because I've used the second P that I need for the pH
right.
in a post, and I'm just like, it doesn't work. It took me forever.
That's funny.
It was awful.
Yeah, I can't say I've had that hard of a time with it. I didn't do yesterday's one, but today's, we threw it pretty quick. Took me a minute to find the whatever it's called, the word that stretches across the board.
Yeah.
But I found it.
It
starts with an S.
Scramblo. Scrander.
Something like that. It was Cinderella today.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the word that pumpkin. Stretched all across. There was pumpkin. Midnight was one.
Glass slipper?
No, actually, slipper was, but not glass.
Mouse?
No, mouse wasn't one.
Oh.
It was,
Godmother.
No, I thought that was one, too. I looked for that for a while. It wasn't there. Anyways.
Connections is good.
Dude, I love connections. Let me tell you, connections.
Though, sometimes, cracked. Flying.
Dude, yes.
Today?
Today stumped us.
I got flipping rocked today.
We did it today at 4 o'clock and we finished it on the way home because we just left it. We got yellow and green and we were like, I don't know what blue and purple is.
Yeah.
Eventually we figured it out.
I got yellow.
Nice.
It took me 2 tries because I got fricked because I see.
Don't tell me you chased the small, medium, large.
No.
Okay. Thank God.
No.
It's like they're trying to frick you out there.
No. I did not do that.
Okay, good.
What I did People was...
Chase. I learned that my lesson with SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah, you don't go for the red herring. But no, what happened was, is I see right off the bat, this is, for those listening, what's the date today? 4th? 5th?
I think it's the 5th. Oh, my phone's not here. I'm so reliant on my phone. reaching for it.
We're connections on this date. And
day before this comes out.
2 days. We're ahead.
Oh, dear God, it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Wow. That's crazy.
No, okay.
I
can work this together. Friday's the 8th. Thursday's the 7th. Wednesday's it's the 5th today.
Today's the 5th.
So.
The 5th. Connections on the 5th.
Connections on the 5th. If you played it, I see right off the bat, because I married my wife, I see Swift.
Oh,
I see Styles.
Yeah.
I see Grande. And then I go.
I got mixed up by John Legend.
That's what I did, too.
I go. Not Bruno Mars.
No.
Yeah. No.
I go, Legend? Yep. John Legend.
Same thing happened to me.
Clicked all four. Yeah. I go, what the frick?
Yeah.
Then I'm like,
had to point it out.
Then I see Mars.
It was Bruno Mars, yeah.
I clicked that. Then I got so... I start chasing. I panicked.
I
know.
You cannot chase the one away.
I know. I panicked. I don't remember what I did after that. But at one point I started chasing. Because I didn't have enough. I had 2 lives left. I'm getting nervous. So I see. What did I see? It was the one that was like, a means.
Means. It was green, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It was means, and then. I'm blanking on the words.
Basically,
I know what you're referring to. All the things. Channel.
Channel
was one.
Yeah.
It was like things that you
go
through, I guess. Or
like, it like the things by which you do something.
Yeah. So a channel.
And then I got 3, and I'm like, my brain's stumped.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, maybe this? Wrong. And then I'm like, uh-oh, 1 life left. Yeah. I gotta get this one.
Yeah.
And then I was going way too quick. I'm panicking. And I clicked some other one. Wrong. Dead. Oh. Only yellow. I felt awful.
That's awful.
I felt so ashamed.
Does it show you the
Yeah. So it was medium. Medium was the one.
Oh, yes. Right. Yeah, we got that. We got blue. We got yellow and green. And then we each had 3 lives
and
left.
Then
so
flipping,
we...
The flipping purple today was...
Yeah, it took us a while to get there.
Not
was
great.
Was it blue or purple that was like the living large?
That was purple.
Yeah, that one took us a bajillion.
Yeah.
Yesterday's
mole.
Yeah.
Things that a mole can be.
Yeah, I know. We only got that because we got the other 3. That was the last
measurement.
One. Yeah.
Spy.
It was crazy.
A birthmark. And I was like, what the
Some
flip
of them
is that?
Hard.
But anyway,
anyways, yeah.
Connections
is
great.
I love the connections. I do. We're back on Wordle, too. I was off Wordle for a while. We've added Wordle to our daily routine.
I'm a purist. Connections, mini crossword.
Well, so I was getting there. We go. connections.
Yep.
Wordle. Mini crossword. Strands. That's our daily thing. Now Strands just got added.
Yeah, I don't do the Wordle. I don't care for Wordle.
No?
No.
See, I got on Wordle when it was popular.
Yeah,
and
me
I
too.
Got off Wordle again. And when connections came out, we just kind of were like, you know, let's get back on Wordle. And I love Wordle.
When Wordle popped off, I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it.
Even. Mm-hmm.
Then I started moving in the outer rings mm-hmm. of the dolls.
Mm-hmm.
Movie doll.
Yeah, see that?
Framed.
Yeah, so that's just, you did
I
that
started
to
doing all the movie ones.
You ruined a doll for you.
No. It brought new life. I didn't get to those until I was already tapering off Wordle. Then I heard about, like, Framed. You get one movie frame, guess the movie. That's right up my freaking alley.
Yeah.
Then Cine-Nerdle. Cine 2 Nerdle.
People took that way too far.
There's a guy, one of the YouTubers I watch. He streams, streams and does YouTube, and he has one, it's just called Miscellaneous. He goes through a ton of them. She plays a bunch.
Really?
Pokedoku, Flippin' Barstool has one, The Daily Dozen. Let me tell you something about The Daily Dozen. I'm sure a million people have said this. Everyone has probably said this. Daily Dozen. 9 trivia questions.
Why is it called The Daily Dozen? It's a
3x3 grid, and then the questions, the categories change. Normally, the top 3 are sports. I get them wrong every time. It's like NFL, MLB,
really?
Flipping.
I want to play this. I never heard of it.
Pull it up. I didn't play it today.
Yeah. Oh, I never heard of it. Let's pull it up. But anyways, yeah, you got to get on the Crossword Mini. Crossword, the other day, Crossword Mini kicked my butt. I can't remember what day it was. I can't remember. It was... it was recently, and I got through like every clue, and I had one, and I was like, and then some of the words, when I finally got them just by filling in the other ones, I was like, I don't even know what this word is.
There was one the other day, it was a perfect square.
Yes. Yeah.
The clues were bad.
Yeah. I didn't know anything.
There were 2-word answers in one.
I hate.
That's stupid.
It's stupid. Unless it's a classic. C one across.
Oh,
something.
Yeah, that's annoying.
I hate when they do that. Because then you don't... It's like on a test.
Yep.
When they go... when they ask you a question.
Yeah.
And then they ask you a second order question about that question. So if you don't know that question, you automatically get question 2 wrong.
Yeah.
Hate that. So that's what they do on the crossword. They go, C1.
What's your average time on the crossword?
I don't know. Okay. A couple minutes. I haven't looked. Probably like 4 minutes. Why?
I would kill myself.
If it
4
was,
minutes?
Oh, well, maybe it's less. I don't know.
If I get over a minute, I'm upset.
Oh, jeez. I don't take it that seriously. It's a fun, leisurely activity.
No, it's not, Benjamin.
This is where our brains differ. You have to go hard. I just sit there and go, oh, I know that one. Oh, the Greek god of love. I know that. Eros.
No.
Fun. I'm so glad I know
this
that.
This is what I do. I go, yeah, know that. Let me take a guess. Next one, skip it. Next one, skip it. Okay. Horizontal.
Like
we'll fix it. We'll fill
test.
These. Yeah.
That sounds so exhausting.
No, it's awesome. Okay. Daily Dozen Trivia. Barstool Sports.
Okay.
First question, NFL. Let's see if we can, our 2 brains can get a perfect 9.
All right, let's do it.
Prior to coaching the Lions, Dan Campbell went 5-7 as the interim head coach of this AFC team in 2015, but didn't get the official job as the team chose to hire Adam Gase.
Oh, dear God. Is it like a multiple choice or no?
No.
AFC?
Yeah, 2015.
Adam Gase. Who did Adam Gase coach? Oh, I recognize that name.
How many teams are in the AFC?
15?
Oh, that's a lot.
Are the Jaguars in the AFC? For some reason, I feel like it's the Jaguars, but I don't know.
I'll guess the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Give it a go.
Incorrect.
Frick. Indianapolis Colts. No, they're
the
AFC.
I can't. It's wrong.
It doesn't tell you?
It tells at the end.
Oh, frick.
MLB.
Dang it, man. I forget what team Dan
The second baseman played for the Reds from 2006 to 2016, where he made 3 All-Star teams, earned 4 Golden Gloves, and had a 30-plus home run in 30. I don't even know what this statistic means.
What is it? What does it say?
SB. 30 SB. Why am I blanking on what SB means?
SB?
SB.
SB?
Yeah.
I don't know baseball that well.
Season in 2007 for the Reds.
I feel like his name starts with a D. I don't know why. I feel like a big second baseman starts with a D.
Let's see.
I don't know.
David. Don't do David. That's Andre David for sure. Hans a Red. Got it wrong. NHL. Here we go. In 2009, this Western Conference team won the President's Trophy for the first time, but got knocked out in the first round by the Anaheim Ducks.
2009? President's Trophy?
Yeah. Western Conference knocked out by the Anaheim Ducks.
2009.
I'm
not good at the history, man. You got to ask me like modern day questions.
Yeah.
2009?
How old were you in 2009?
9 years old.
Uh-oh.
2009. Who was good in 2009 in the Western Conference?
Decently good until they got destroyed.
Is New Jersey in the Western Conference? I don't think they are. Maybe they are. Or what were they in the Western Conference? Vancouver. No, not Vancouver.
That would have been my guess.
Maybe. I don't think they would have won the President's Trophy, though. Vancouver's never been that good. My brain's blanking. What do we got? Trying to think who's in the Western Conference. They got knocked out by Anaheim.
I don't even know who's in the Western Conference.
Why am I blanking on like every team?
Avalanche.
I don't know if the Avalanche were. Yeah, they were. No. I don't know. Give me New Jersey Devils. I don't even know if they're in the Western Conference.
I don't think they are, but we'll try. All right. All right, geography.
Geography. I got all the sports wrong. I watch sports all day.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
I'm so sad.
I know this. I'm so sad. What is the capital of Peru? That's Lima.
I'm glad you know that. I don't.
Pog.
Dude, I'm actually pissed. I don't know anything.
Okay. Now.
It is late. It's late.
We have to figure out who these two celebrities are. Mashed up. There's a face and a head and body.
Chris Daughtry.
I think that's Adam Levine. No, not Adam Levine. Who's the new singer of the Adam Lambert? I think that's Adam Lambert.
That does actually
kind of
look like Adam Lambert.
Who's a bald guy?
Vin Diesel.
He's way too white. That can't be Pitbull. Pitbull's head is rounder.
I don't know. I'm pissed I got these sports questions wrong. I want to know what the answer is. I blanked on every Western Conference team that exists.
Who's bald? I'm going to just say Pitbull.
It's too late, guys, all right? It's too late.
Son of a...
Can we do some more trivia? This is fun.
Okay. Chain restaurants. What chain recent... Oh, easy.
We'll finish it first.
What chain recently added a foot-long cookie, pretzel, and churro to their menu?
Oh, is that Subway?
Yeah, Subway. Yeah. They've been doing everything foot-long.
Yeah, which is stupid.
Television. Running on MTV from 2006 to 2008, this reality series followed the friendship between a pro skater and his much larger bodyguard.
Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk's
What's the show?
I don't know.
Tony. Okay, it's called Hawk and... No, okay.
Hawk and...
Bam. Bam Margera.
I don't know.
Bam's Unholy Union.
Gusher. I don't know.
Frick.
I don't know any pro skaters except for
Easy.
Okay, we'll read it.
Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto each won Oscars for their roles in this 2013 biographical drama and Best Picture nominee. That's Dallas Buyers Club. I think.
I didn't see it.
Neither did I.
I was 13 years old then.
Female hip-hop girl group is known for hit songs from the 1980s and 1990s like Push It, What a Man, and Shoop.
Was that the Spice Girls?
I don't think it's the Spice Girls.
Who are the Spice Girls? I've never heard one of their songs before.
Is it Salt and Peppa?
Oh, maybe.
Salt and Peppa women?
I don't know. I don't even know who they are.
What a man, what a man, what a man, what a man, what a good man.
I know the song as I've never once listened to it outside of a grocery store.
I'm going
to
try Salt and Pepper. It was Salt and Pepper.
Okay, give me the answers.
Okay, let's see. How do I see this? How do I see this? How do I see this? No, I don't want
to. Try to venture another guess.
Oh, here we go.
On the sports ones.
A few correct answers. NFL. Adam Gase was the captain of the Miami Dolphins.
Ooh, that's where I know his name from.
MLB. We were close with A. Brandon Phillips.
Never heard.
We didn't even say A. We said B. NHL. The San Jose Sharks.
Dude, that was going to be a guess. I didn't think that they would have won back when they would have had Joe Thornton then, wouldn't they? Or did Boston have Joe Thornton?
Ben.
Who is it?
It's Adam Lambert and Daughtry.
Was Chris Daughtry? Are you kidding me?
Chris Daughtry.
I should have trusted. You should have trusted my gut, bro. I said that as a bit. I just thought, what bald man do I know who kind of looks like that?
Holy frick.
Bro, that's crazy. One thing I got right was a meme.
That's crazy. Chris the television Daughtry. Show is Rob and Big.
Chris Daughtry?
I can't believe.
Like, what an obscure person. Gosh. American Idol winner. No, he didn't even win American Idol. He left. And that's when he released the song, I'm Going Home.
Okay,
to the place where I belong.
I like Daughtry, actually.
Where you love.
Here's a fun game. It's called Costco Duel. You have to guess how much this Kirkland Signature Mini Chocolate Chip Cookies 60 count costs.
How much it costs?
At Costco, USD.
60 count?
Yeah.
That's got to be $8.97 USD.
All right. Let's see. It was $8.99.
You're kidding me. You're kidding me? Bro. I'm unreal.
He's cracked.
He's cracked. I just got it one.
Gosh,
dude, you're kidding me. It was $8.99?
Yeah. No, I was going to show you how it works. Normally, it's like big red arrow up or down for price. And as you get closer, it gets yellow.
Boom. That's nuts. I just guessed that. That's I was like, crazy. You know what would that be? $8? $9? That's funny. I should play that more often.
Okay, time for Framed. That's not a movie.
I like trivia. Let's do more trivia.
Here's a film.
Some Jeopardy.
What movie is this from?
Last week, Lou.
I'm going to guess Marcel the Shell with Shoes On.
That's a good guess. I've never seen it.
Me either.
That was it?
I've never seen it. What? I went on the fact that it looks like a newer movie, but it's a 4:3 aspect ratio. That's an old-timey thing to do.
Oh, is it?
Wow. Or just quirky.
Glad you know those things. All right, you got more trivia.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Load it up. That was fun.
You ever play Pokemon? You know Pokemon?
Like the card game?
No, the video game.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know it?
Of course. I don't know any much about it, but I know of it.
You don't know, like, individual Pokemon?
Some.
Okay, we'll try it.
Not a bunch. I got into it briefly when I was, like, 11.
Okay, so Pokedoku. It's pretty freaking tough.
Yeah, I'm not going to be good at this. Kay. I can tell you that right now. I don't know them enough.
We need... It doesn't work. So, basically, there's Pikachu. A grid... There's a grid, and then the top has qualifiers, and the left hand has qualifiers, and you have to pick what fits. So, top left, we need an electric bug Pokemon.
Oh, dear God, I don't know. Pikachu.
Ledian?
All right, well, I'm glad you know
Let's
this.
Let's try him.
Son of a...
Rock bug.
I'm not going to be good at this.
Rock bug. Johto. Second gen bug.
I don't know Pokemon that well.
Ladybug.
Please.
Give me one.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. Rock bug. Who's a rock?
Yeah, you're carrying this for the team. Who's here?
A rock bug? Okay. It's fairy electric. No, wait. Fairy electric. Plusle. Let's try it.
This is a good tea.
Son of a... Rock fairy? Ew. Who? None of them. Gross. Legendary electric. Give me a legendary electric.
Pikachu.
He's not legendary. I'm going with Raikou.
You too.
He's not.
Okay, when I said I know about Pokemon, I briefly got into it. I don't remember any of the names.
Rock legendary.
Mewtwo.
Regirock.
That That's a real Pokemon, Regirock.
Yeah. There's also Reggie. Like a rapper. There's Regice, and
that's a rapper, Regice.
Regigas. There's Registeel.
Oh, that's pretty dumb. All right.
Johto Legendary.
Mewtwo.
He's Kanto. It's also Raikou. I'm going to put Suicune instead, his brother.
Dude, I don't know any of this nonsense.
Is it? Okay.
I'm glad you're into it, though. It's fun.
Fairy from Johto. I'm not going to know any of these other ones. Okay, we got four. Incredible. Moving on. What are some other fun dulls? How's your geography?
Give me some more trivia. I'm okay at geography.
I'll try it.
Give me trivia. Give me it. I love trivia, even though I sucked at it tonight. Global. Except for the Costco doll.
No, wait. What? No. Freaking, trivia.
Wait, what happened to the geography?
Oh, I can do it. I gotta find it.
We'll do that, and then we'll do some more trivia after.
It's called the Worldle.
Oh, I used to do Worldle.
Did you?
Yeah, I remember Worldle. Oh, I used to love Worldle.
Is it gonna load?
I forgot about that one. I used to do that one.
Why is it not working? No, not Wordle.
Waddle. Idiot.
Okay, here we go.
Is it? It's a country, right?
Yeah.
That it asks for?
And that's the country there. I'm getting Nordic vibes.
Really?
Yeah, what were you
thinking? I was thinking like in Africa, but I think I'm getting confused because this looks like Madagascar. But it's not. It wouldn't be that. That's one country there. So for some reason, I'm thinking, you know, that's Madagascar, and what's Madagascar on the coast of? South Africa. I don't know.
it's pretty far off the coast too. I think.
Yeah, I don't know Africa very well.
I just see all these little fjords and inlets at the bottom.
Yeah, you're right. It could be like a Finland.
All right, let's try it. It could even be an Iceland.
It could be in Asia for all we know too. It could be like over in that like area, like in Indonesia.
It's 5,700 kilometers.
Yeah, give us like an
too far north.
Give us an Indonesia.
Indonesia is like 30 islands together.
You're right. Okay, something else in that area of the world.
Finland. We're going
to Thailand.
No, it's not that far.
No.
No, I think we're in like, I think we're by like Iraq.
Really?
I might be wrong.
In the Middle East. Okay, we'll go for like a Lebanon.
Let's try it. Lebanon. Lebanon.
Isn't this fun, guys? Glad you're here watching with us.
No, it's way further. You're right. I think it's Asia.
Okay.
You're right.
That's
okay.
What I thought.
Okay. Thailand?
Let's go for Thailand. Let's see how close we are.
Thailand. Let's check. Oh.
How close to Thailand?
590.
590?
Yeah, kilometers.
Okay, what about it's near Thailand. Is Singapore near Thailand?
Singapore is south. Thailand is north of Singapore, I believe. Singapore is the very tip of that one little peninsula.
What else is in that area?
Cambodia.
There is a Cambodia, I think. Is Cambodia there? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, give it to Cambodia. I don't know what Cambodia looks like, so this very well could be Cambodia.
Right. Enter. Nope. I went to Cambodia's further this way. It's up still. I think, what's up? Other than China.
Yeah. Taiwan? Is Taiwan in that area?
I think so, because it's near China. No, that's even further.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm really freaked up on my geography. Does it give you an arrow?
Yeah.
Oh.
What about what's the B one?
Oh wait, it's to the left of Taiwan?
Yeah.
So could we be in
near
like in
India?
No, I think India is to the right of Taiwan.
Like Brunei?
Could you get on like the really far eastern tip of Europe at that point, or is that too close? Like where does Asia meet Europe?
Russia.
No, I know, but like
Turkey.
Do you go right from Taiwan to the Middle East and then up to Europe?
No. You go.
Or like where do you go from Taiwan? Like what's between Taiwan and the Middle East and Europe? Like what's in that area of the world?
There's Brunei.
Okay.
There's.
Is that where
India,
you
go? Mongolia, but he's north.
But isn't India down? Isn't India like directly below China? Am I just messed up on my world map?
India's in the middle. And then Pakistan.
Mm.
And then above them is all the stands.
This is a tough area of the world for me.
I know what you're saying though. What's between India and China and the rest of the...
Yeah, what's there before you get to like Afghanistan? And like Iraq.
I'm going to hit Brunei. Syria. No, not Bolivia. I'm going to hit Brunei.
Yeah, give that a go.
Son of a...
How close?
No, it's so far.
Really?
It's like 3,000 kilometers. Brunei is like right next to Taiwan.
Okay, so are we back in... So are we in the Middle East then?
Let's triangulate. I'm going to hit India, even though I know it's not India.
How many guesses do we get?
Like 1,000, I think.
Oh yeah, it's an infinite amount?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I'm going to hit India.
Give me India, and let's figure out where we are in here.
It's next to India. I think it's Pakistan.
Directly? It's probably Pakistan.
I think it's
then.
Just Pakistan.
Okay, so I'm confused where India is here. Let's give Pakistan a go. How close to Pakistan?
No, I went the wrong direction. It's the country to the right of India. It's less than 10 kilometers away. And I went to the left. It's to the right of India.
It's to the right of India? Okay.
It's the country. What's the country? That's the one thing we don't know. It's the one country to the right of India.
Yeah, I don't know what is to the right of India. I know Pakistan's to the left of India.
Myanmar.
Is it?
I don't know
what Myanmar is.
I don't know countries, dude.
If you asked me to put where Myanmar is in the world, I could not do it for you. I don't know. How close is it?
It's to the left of Myanmar.
So it's between Myanmar and India. And India?
I don't know.
What's between that? Like, I have no idea.
If you put a gun against my head,
I don't know what country is there.
I'm going to Google it.
I'm not going to Google.
I'm just going to pull up
not
a map.
Not even. No part of me understand that can tell you where that is.
Okay. Let's see here. Well, my globe takes 30 years to load.
Wow.
Okay.
Can we call a friend?
So India is here by like...
Okay, yeah. So I'm confused here by where India is. I thought India was farther east.
Oh, it's Bangladesh.
Bangladesh.
I should have known that.
You should have known that.
Oh, I should have known that.
Frick. Is that what it was?
Yeah, it's Bangladesh.
I'm pissed. Can we do it again?
Cool. You ever play Tradle?
What?
Tradle?
No, what's that?
So, basically, it gives you exports of a country when it loads. And so, their total trade is $8.47 billion. Not very much.
It's a pretty low
but
amount.
It's mostly
petroleum. So probably Middle East then.
Probably.
And then... What's the rest here? Let me see.
Manganese ore.
Special purpose ships. Yeah, we gotta be.
Sawn wood.
Wood?
Is 4% sawn wood.
And we got veneer sheets.
What's got a lot of wood?
Manganese ore. So where they're mining there too.
It's wood or oil.
We gotta be somewhere.
All I can think is Lebanon.
Iraq? Draw a big circle around Iraq.
I'm gonna put Lebanon because I know they have wood.
Yeah, give a Lebanon a go.
Okay.
How far from Lebanon?
4,600 kilometers, and it's that way.
4,600 kilometers this way?
Yeah. I think we're in North Africa.
We are. No, 4,600 kilometers from Lebanon, that's like South Africa. Like Southern Africa, not the country South Africa. Far away.
What's
like
around
Lebanon,
there?
Lebanon is like
it's right next to
Israel.
So what is in... African countries?
I know the east of Africa, kind of.
Where's Botswana?
That could be what we're looking at.
I don't know. We shouldn't do these ones. We shouldn't do that.
Why?
Because it shows that we're idiots.
Well,
okay, we're closer. So it's Botswana's too far south.
Okay, well, I don't know. I don't know Africa very well. Go for like a
west.
I don't know. Go for like a Democratic Republic of the Congo.
I like that. I like that one. That's where.
That's like Central Africa.
There's multiple Congos.
Yeah.
Democratic Republic.
Republic of the Congo. Yeah.
Yeah. Close. We're close. We're only
to the left of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Is that like? Is Ethiopia on the western side? Or is it on the eastern side?
Ethiopia is pulling 8.47 billion.
That's not a lot, though.
I guess.
In a whole country's like GDP.
I know.
Or like.
Yeah, you're right. That's really small.
That's pretty. That's not a lot of money.
Ethiopia. Further.
Further.
Yeah.
West?
Yeah.
Okay, so, okay. That makes sense because I thought I was concerned whether or not Ethiopia. Okay, no. So. Western Africa.
Gambia.
I don't know where that is.
That
Mali?
Is Ghana too low?
Ghana's, I think, in the middle.
It's too low, yeah. I think.
Mali is up there, I think.
Yeah.
Let's try it. We have limited guesses on this.
It could be Egypt. Egypt's too high.
And that would have way more money.
Yeah, you're right. Egypt would pull in a lot more cash.
Mali.
Give it a go.
Oh, frick. Okay, so Mali's too far high.
So it's got to be Central Africa then somewhere. It's not the Congo because you've got a lot of jungle in that area. Like Congo is a bunch of jungle.
Yeah.
It's not. It's to the left of Ethiopia.
It is. Yes. East or so west? West.
Could it be like a Zimbabwe or Zimbabwe on the western area or the eastern coast?
I think
or like a Zambia.
I think. Oh, Zambia is not bad. I think Zimbabwe is east.
Is on the eastern side.
Let's try Zambia. Because
I know. Because I think Malawi is on the eastern side too.
Yes. It was. I don't want shit answers. Tell me what it was.
What? Wait, did we run out of guesses?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, will it let me guess again?
It'll let you guess again?
Let's try Gambia. If it'll let me guess again. It will not let me guess again. Well, tell me the answer.
I won't tell you the answer.
Tell me. Why do I not see the answer?
Try refreshing the page.
It won't tell me. It just
I'm pissed.
What is this country? Okay, now we'll figure this out. We'll figure this out. Okay, Democratic Republic of Congo. We're gonna find that on a map.
And then it should be right in the middle of Africa, I think.
Yeah, it's 1,000 kilometers
to the left,
west. Which is not that. It could be.
So to the left.
Could be any. It could be Cameroon. It could be Gabon.
Yeah.
Equatorial Guinea.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten any of that.
Why?
I don't know. I don't really know a lot of countries in Africa.
You know what? I'm pissed. We're figuring this out, okay? Opening this in an incognito tab, and we're going to guess all of those countries. Until we guess. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Just Congo. If it'll load. There we go. We're guessing.
Could be just the Congo. Because Congo's got, again, some good jungle up in there.
Even closer. So it's next to Congo. It's Gabon.
Yeah, we gotta have a Gabon here. Because that would make sense. I've never heard of Gabon in my life.
No, it was Gabon.
It was Gabon? Yeah, I've
never heard of that either.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
Apologies to anyone listening from Gabon. Gabon. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that. I'm sorry. I never heard of your country before. But to be fair, there's a bunch of countries in, like, you know, other areas of the world that I've never heard of either.
Yeah. I'm not going to... There's no shot I'm guessing that. Okay, what other ones? Let's see.
Yeah, this is great.
This is a good episode. We're just playing random little games.
I'm sure maybe someone watching wouldn't be having as much fun.
Yeah, because you can't see it.
Because you can't see it, but... Probably should have recorded it. On like a screen record on our phone, that would have been a good idea. But hindsight, guys, always 2020. I don't even give a rip.
No,
don't even give a rip
cares?
If you're not having a good time, because I'm having a good time, and I'm gonna watch this back in 20 years and go, "Wow, look at me having a good time with my buddy Judah. I wish he was still around."
These are all. Let's see. That's not trivia. I
didn't
trivia.
Even hear that.
No, I did. I did. I want to respond. I'm just trying to. I'm looking at the games that this nerd plays, and then
is it a TikTok nerd? Oh.
Oh, here's one. Here's one. Food guesser. It It shows you a picture of a cuisine, and then
you need to guess the country it's from.
And wow, you can sacrifice some points.
Points?
Yeah, some points if you yerba mate.
Ooh, got South America then.
Yeah.
Where in South America? Not Brazil. It's gotta be like a Venezuela.
I was gonna say Venezuela or Chile.
Or Chile, yeah. Or like what else is there? Argentina?
It's Argentinian, I think. I think yeah? It actually is Argentinian.
Alright, give it Argentina then.
Argentina. Yeah, you can sacrifice points. Oh yeah. We would have got it with Bolivia, Brazil, or Paraguay as well.
Dude, we're hoping unreal. Guys, yeah. We're unreal.
So we're at a perfect score so far, 5,000.
Good, way to go.
Way there's to go, three way rounds. To go.
Let's open it in Canada. Oh, there's three rounds.
That's just brie cheese. That's got to be just France.
Yeah, I don't really know cheeses that well.
I think that's just France.
You go for France. Just France. France. Nice, crushed it.
Okay. Now, I rarely get a perfect score. 3 for 3.
What do we got here?
This is chips and French onion dip. This is just America, I think.
Is it just the U.S.?
I think so. I think it's just United States of America.
Give it a go.
What? Were we incorrect? We were incorrect. What? And we're ice cold? We're so far away?
Really?
That means
maybe it's in Europe? Britain?
This has got to be Britain then. Ice cold also? What do you mean?
Really?
Oh. What? Well, it just showed me the name because of two bad guesses. It's called Kiwi Onion Dip. That's New Zealand.
Is it?
Kiwi, I would assume.
Is that where a kiwi's from?
Yeah.
Look at you. That makes sense. The New Zealand's over there. That makes sense. Well, we did pretty good.
Not a perfect score. New Zealand. Yeah, they're kiwis. That's what they call themselves. Because of their bird. The kiwi bird. It's kind of funny, actually. If you're from New Zealand, you're a kiwi. Uh-huh. Named after the bird.
Right.
That is on the land of New Zealand. The bird is named after the fruit. Because it kind of looks like a kiwi fruit. So it's 3 degrees of separation. You're all just a bunch of fruits over there.
Bunch of weirdos over in New Zealand.
Food guests. I like food.
Funny people, though.
They make
some good comedy.
I love the people of New Zealand.
Good comedy. Funny guys. Funny people. All right, what else we got?
Let's see.
Give me some more fun. Give me some more trivia.
Yeah, trivia's good.
The world is fun, though. I like guessing stuff about the world. I like guessing countries.
Countries is good.
I liked that. I liked the export one. That was fun.
Tradle is good. That one was kind of rough because it only had two major things.
Yeah.
And oil is like very vague.
Yeah. I thought we were in the Middle East.
The problem with the Middle East is the tradle is, I think they get their facts from like global sources,
mm-hmm.
but it's Americanized. So if the country is like has an embargo, like if America has an embargo against the country, it probably will not be that country.
Right.
Because they don't know their trade stock,
right.
I think.
Right, that makes sense.
There's spell check.
What's that?
It literally just asks you to spell stuff. It's like an AI voice that says a word. Sometimes it's tough.
Give it a go.
We'll try it. Because sometimes the AI voice is like really bad.
That was my stomach.
Oh, wait. Spell check game. You can't just search spell check. Okay, here we go. I don't want an ad. I want to play the game.
Okay, here we got
daily challenge. Here we go. Play the daily. Here we go. Okay.
Biology.
A noun meaning a branch of knowledge that deals with. You can spell biology, it on your own,
B-I-O-L. Oh, stop it. G-Y. Biology. Submit. Easy.
Easy. Is that it? Oh, there's more.
No, there's easy, medium, and hard.
Okay, so
there's
five
in each category.
That was easy then.
Embers.
E-M-B-E-R-S.
E-M-B-E-R-S.
Embers.
Embers.
Turning. A noun meaning the act or course of one that turns.
Oh, let's turning. Go, baby. Turning.
Here we go. Number four.
Humane.
Humane.
H-U-M-A-N-E. H-U-M-A-N-E.
Yep. Four for four so far. Number five on easy.
Pond.
Oh, come on.
Pond? Oh, pond. I thought I heard hond. I was like, pond. Okay, that's going to stump me. What the hell's hond?
Next round. Here we go. Level two, medium.
Authenticate.
Ooh.
Easy.
That's an easy one. A-U-T-H-E-N-I.
T-I.
Sorry, apologies.
T-I-C-A-T-E.
Sorry,
authenticate.
I got tripped up for a second there. Oh, I know how to spell that one. He goes.
What is happening? There's no AI.
What do we write?
Got rid of AI. Oh, there it goes.
No, it's this. There's nothing on the second one.
Oh, okay. Type.
What am I gonna type? Just a space.
I can't type it.
Type.
Okay. Cellophane. C
E
L L O P H A. N-E.
Okay, go ahead, got it.
Submit. Correct.
Maritime.
Easy. M-A-R-I-T-I-M-E.
Good, maritime. We're on the same page.
For spelling.
Resuscitate. A verb.
That's a tough one.
Okay, wait.
R-E-S-U-S-C.
No, I think resus is spelled...
Is it not... Is it not...
Is it C-U-S?
R-E-S-U-C?
I think it's another S.
I'm going to trust you. Because it's a hospital word.
I could be wrong, though.
Does that look right?
No, it doesn't, but we call them resus rooms at the hospital. R-E-S-U-S. Resus rooms.
Oh.
That's what we call them. That's why I think it's...
Okay, I'll try it.
But I don't know.
It was wrong.
It was wrong?
It was wrong.
Frick.
We'll see the correct at the end. Next round.
It was probably a C.
Hard.
Then why do we call them resus rooms then?
I don't know, because doctors are stupid.
Because that's why I'm thinking it's that.
Yeah, I get you.
It's tripping me up.
Are you ready for level three hard?
Yeah, that was hard.
Astrologers.
Easy.
Oh, come on.
Hey.
You got that. You're on your own there.
A-S-T-R-O-L-O-G-E-R-S. Astrologers.
Lascaux. A geographical name meaning cave containing prehistoric paintings in southwest central France near the town of Montignac.
What did it say? Glasgow?
Lascaux.
Lascaux.
A geographical... Lascaux.
Lascaux. It's a town. That means it's going to be like... It's French. It's a French town.
It's going to have a silent letter at the beginning.
L? I'm going to go L?
There's no way. We've got a silent letter before that L.
I'm going to go...
Like a T.
I'm going to go L-A-S. Do I want to go Q or C? Q or C?
Let's go.
How's that look?
Yeah, I actually like that.
L-A-S-C-E-A-U.
Yeah, go for it.
Son of a...
That's okay.
It's going to be a Q.
There was going to be a T at the beginning.
Vireo. A noun meaning any of various small insectivorous American Ossian birds.
Vireo?
Vireo.
Like a V?
I think V.
E-R-I-O-U.
You think there's a U?
Vireo.
I didn't...
Was it Vireo?
Vireo.
Oh, Vireo. Sorry, apologies. I heard Vireo.
It was wrong anyway.
Okay, cool. Gylardia.
A noun meaning any of a genus, Gylardia, of American composite herbs with showy flower heads, called also blanket flower.
Is that G-Y?
This word is from New Latin, named after French magistrate and botanist René Gaillard de Charente.
G-A-I is what I was thinking.
Oh, G-A-I, Gylardia.
Gylardia. I was going to do G-A-I-L-A-R-D-I-A. Gylardia.
An H, put an H at the end.
Okay. Nope. Okay, last one. Why is heart so hard?
Caviola.
Caviola?
A noun meaning a flask-shaped invagination of a cell's plasma membrane that is involved especially in endocytosis by pinching off and forming vesicles in the cytoplasm. Caviola intracellularis is Latin for intracellular pit. Caviola.
Caviola.
It sounds like she's saying a C.
I've heard, I just learned about this, but I never learned what a caviola
is. It's gotta just be that. C-A-V-I-O-L-A.
Yeah, there's no way.
Nope.
Yeah, I was gonna say, not a chance.
Let's see. Okay, what did we get wrong? Nothing on the first one. Second round? Oh, the missing word was porcelain. Didn't hear that at all.
Oh, okay. What?
S-C.
It is S-C?
Wait, it's R-E-S-C?
R-E-S-U-S-C.
It's S-C.
So
it is recessed.
Oh, so we were both right.
Yeah, but we just missed the C. That looks way more right.
Yeah, that does. Okay, so it does. That's why they call it a recess room then. So I was on the right track.
We were kind of close for Lasco.
Yeah, we were an X.
Vireo. We were also close. Gaillard. Oh, double L.
Oh.
Gaillardia.
And then no H.
It was G-A-I, though. That's crazy.
Yeah, well.
Caviola.
And then it's an E. You missed an E instead of an I. That's pretty close.
Not bad.
That was good. We did well.
Not bad. All right. We got time for one more game.
All right, wrap it up with something good.
I'm gonna tease you. We're going to do a puzzle.
Okay.
Cinna Nerdle. This is going to be tough.
Okay. I'm not really good at movies. You're going to carry the team here, I think.
Cinna-toon-nerdle.
Here we go, guys.
Not Cinna-nerdle. Frick Cinna-nerdle. Okay, what am I playing? Oh, we want to play the original. Wait, what's this one? Logical? The Weekly? Oh, we're not playing that. No shot, we're playing that. Absolutely not, we're playing that. Too hard. Okay, here we go. So...
What do we got here?
We got a link. We got to drag movies so that they're in groups of... Or drag these so that they make a movie. So, child victim wears a yellow raincoat. That's Schindler's List. It's got
yes.
it. Which also has... None of these are Schindler's List.
Okay, let's go a different thing. Mike Myers and Dr. Seuss for Cat in the Hat, right?
Yeah. And that's Dakota Fanning, Befriend the Talking Cat.
Yep.
So that's got to be there. Okay, now we need Dr. Seuss.
Yep.
Boom.
Good, got it. Hat. All over okay. it.
Now, pretend.
Jordan Peele.
We've got Scissors. That's us. Jordan Peele. Yeah, Tunnels.
Nice, yep. Scissors.
And is it Scissors? Evil Faces. Yeah, Family Faces are evil lookalikes.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Boom.
Got it all over it.
Okay, now... TV show cameras everywhere.
That would be...
It's going to be...
What's Jim Carrey's thing?
Yeah, I know.
Truman Show.
Yes. So it's got to be... And then... Oh, that's it? Sewers Float. Child Victim wears Yellow Raincoat. Now, there's a fifth movie that goes across using some of the same. So, this is where it gets crazy.
So, wait... That's a fifth movie that goes across somewhere?
Yeah. So, could it be another Dr. Seuss film? Probably not.
I doubt it.
Mike Myers?
Is Mike Myers in Family Faces, Their Evil Look Like? No, that's not going to... That's pretty...
Tunnels? Wait a sec. Wait. No.
I don't know. This is hard.
We got 9 swaps left. We're going to get it. Okay. How many movies are there? Evil Family? Families Facing Their Evil Lookalikes?
No, that's just us. That cannot be something else.
Sea Haven is the name of the town. Can't be that. Could be TV show related. Could be cameras everywhere. Could be...
Another Jordan Peele film? Is there any other Jordan Peele stuff?
What has he done? He did. Nope.
Us. Nope. What's the most recent one? I haven't seen it.
He did. That was Nope.
Oh, that was Nope. Sorry. Yeah.
And then he did Get Out.
Yeah, Get Out. That's the one.
That is.
I don't think it's another Jordan Peele. I don't think it's another Dr. Seuss.
I think scissors are tunnels. Is Mike Myers in a movie about tunnels?
Mike Myers.
Sewers, tunnels, float, balloons, child victim wears a yellow raincoat. I feel like it's got to be this. Why is it so specific? It's not even... The kid is wearing a red dress in Schindler's List.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Same with, like, Dakota Fanning befriends a talking cat. Like, why... It's so specific. Do I know any other movie she's in?
Not where she befriends a talking cat.
No.
Okay. We gotta go for some of the more...
Okay. I knew it.
What?
We got three.
What? Are those serious ones? Child victim wears a yellow raincoat.
Is she in an Alice in Wonderland film? Is she in an Alice in Wonderland type beat? Tunnels?
Tunnels, yeah.
Evil family? Evil fate? What is this movie?
What?
Family faces are evil.
Those are all the most intense things?
What? I don't know this movie.
I've never... Does it tell you?
It's Coraline. She does befriend a talking cat.
I have not seen Coraline.
And they face evil lookalikes.
In a bajillion years. I would not have gotten that.
And the child victim wears a yellow raincoat.
Yes,
Oh, that's crazy. Oh,
that's pretty good.
I didn't know she was in that.
Wow.
Well.
Thanks for coming along as we played these games.
The dolls.
Go ahead and play some of your own dolls.
Let me quote Northern Lion, Ryan Letourneau. They call them the dolls, but they're anything but.
Thanks for listening to the Barely Cool Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Barely Cool Podcast.
Take care now. Take care of yourself.
Take care.
Take good care.
I've been barely cool for a while. Cool with the wink of a smile. But I'm cooler than you are old or without bias. I've barely started. This is barely hard for me. Well, I'll stop myself if nobody else.
AI is gonna destroy the world. It's gonna take it. It's gonna destroy it.
No.